4-1 here today, GWAC here, and it looks like you're going to be at least in the share second or third, depending on the last match with Ulysses and Holcomb. But overall in the league standings, you got to be pretty happy about how you came out and played it here today.
Yeah, I think actually we will be for sure second, right? And I mean, we have if they go three and Ulysses pulls it out right now, like we have a chance of getting first. So I told the girls, you know, last year we go 0-5, we go 4-1 today. With injuries and sickness, like I'm proud of them.
Absolutely, and I know it was slow starting against Colby. It just seems like your first matches of the mornings are always slow, but you guys found a way to come back and win those in three sets over Colby. And then Ulysses, that was an emotionally draining match there, and then you guys get the quick turnaround against Goodland.
Yeah, I think we put every inch of energy that we had into that Ulysses match, and it just is too bad that we had to play Holcomb right afterwards, you know. And with this court being so behind, we didn't have a break. I had to push to get a 20-minute break for us to go get something to eat, because if not, we would have played right afterwards. So, yeah, the order of play kind of hurt having to play Holcomb right after Ulysses, but we'll get them next weekend when it matters.
Absolutely. And those were a couple close matches, too. It could have gone either way, but yeah, you finish off with Hugoton here this afternoon. Get a W there. I mean, really pull away in that second set, put them away early, and put that out of their mind.
Yeah, there definitely wasn't much energy here this last match, but you know, we've given it our all day, so I knew it was going to be hard to pull anything else out, because I think they've given it all day. But yeah, that Holcomb match, we missed 5 serves in one set. You know, that right there decide who wins and who loses. 5 missed serves, they don't miss serves.
You were unable to play Aspen today because of points there from earlier in the year, but you were able to put in Macy Price for Jalen there to play the front row. And, you know, I mentioned to it off there, and seemed like she really didn't hurt you guys at all. And she played pretty good considering what position she was in a pressure-type tournament.
Yeah, definitely. It was her first time to step on a varsity court, you know, as an outside. She's been playing middle for the JV team, so it's totally new for her, but... And the girl has never played volleyball until she moved to Scott City this year. So, you know, she's improved a lot, and she's an athlete. So,
24-9 now, what does that mean?
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's been a long time, but they deserve it. They deserve a winning season. And, you know, no matter what, we have that winning season, but we're not finished yet.
Who else did you think that played pretty well here today overall?
You know, I think all of them did. You know, Chuck... And Macy, it's hard to be a middle, especially all day long. They have to block both sides. They have to, you know, they have to still be able to kill it. Macy serves, so she's playing 4 rotations all day long. And I feel like a middle moves the most. It works super hard, like works probably harder than most because of everything they have to do. So my middle's definitely stepped it up today.